The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
You remember in the recent National Day rally, Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong announced that the retirement age in Singapore will go up to 63 by the year 2022 and eventually to 65 by 2030. Re-employment age will also go up from 67 to 68 in 2022 and eventually to 70 by 2030. Now, these changes come amid Singapore's life expectancy at birth rising to be the longest in the world at nearly 85 years. Not only that, CPF contribution rates will also be raised over the next 10 years or so for workers aged 55 to 70 so they can build up more retirement savings. Now, TMF Group, a leading provider of high-value business services to clients operating and investing globally, has collaborated with Care for Seniors. They are a non-profit social service agency in Singapore. And as one of the pioneer organizations in Singapore working together with CFS, TMF Singapore has opened up its recruitment positions for mature employees and successfully placed mature employees in professional services roles. But will other companies in Singapore be open to hiring mature workers? And what can the Singapore government do to encourage companies to hire more mature workers? Well, helping me out with these questions and more this morning, in the studio with me is Kim Ling Xiao, Managing Director at TMF Singapore. Kim Ling, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
And joining her is Lim Xia Ho, Executive Director for Centre for Seniors Singapore. Xia Ho, good morning.
Good morning, Elliot.
Ladies, welcome. Let's talk about both your companies, TMF Group and Care for Seniors. Let's start with TMF Group, Kim Ling.
Okay, basically we are a global company, right, that provides business administration services to corporations. It started from us actually internally, proactively looking at our manpower resources for the next few years. And we have also considered where we actually recruit new staff. So all along, we have always been recruiting new staff from the professionals in the same industry, right? Fresh graduates, as well as the overseas talent. And looking at our existing workforce, we also realized that we actually have quite a high population of existing workforce, which comprises of mature workers, age 50 and above. And that comes the idea of, hey, why do we not, you know, start actively looking at hiring mature workers to join our professional firm?
Xia Ho, tell us about Centre for Seniors.
Centre for Seniors basically is a social service agency, started in 2006, and our primary role is to basically help foster an active aging mindset in our older workers by helping them to be gainfully employed for as long as possible, as well as actively engage in the community, in everyday community life. And how we do this? We do it via training programs and embark on projects.
Right.
And one of the projects we are looking at now is to create job roles for seniors.
And these job roles that we keep talking about, hiring mature workers and whatnot, it's really looking at anything from an entry-level position to an executive or senior executive position, or even keeping these guys in that senior executive role, not so much your upper management, because there's really so much experience can be shared there, right?
That's right.
So we're talking about this collaboration between TMF Group and Center of Seniors. It is one of the pioneer organizations to work with CFS, where TMF Singapore is concerned. How did this collaboration start, and have you worked with CFS in any similar capacity before?
No. Actually, we started the discussion with CFS actually towards beginning of Q2 in April this year. Right. And at that time, you know, we started to have the idea that, you know, we should look at the mature workforce, employing them. And of course, for us, you know, if we place an advertisement, right, we are also not sure how many mature workers will really sign up for us. Right. And after having a chat with Xia Ho and her team, we do realize that, you know, they actually run workshop for seniors.
Okay.
Right. And they actually get the mature workers to be ready to go back to join the workforce. Right. In another professional.
Xia Ho, how does Center for Seniors match mature adults with the jobs that are available? How do you guys come in?
What we did is basically we realized that there's two pools of seniors. One, like rightly you say, that in the employment, want to continue working.
Yeah.
And the other pool is re-entry into the workforce.
Okay.
And they may have left the workforce for other reasons like caregiving. And now they are ready to come back to the workforce. And they don't know where to go. So when we actually engage them, we find that they have real potentials.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to do it proactively to help them, is to go out and look for companies that value the mature workers. And we started this project called Creating Employment Pathways for Seniors. And we go out actively to look for age-friendly employers like TMF to see whether there's a fit. And how do we do the fit? There's three actually very important components. We have the job fit.
Sure.
We need to have the skills fit, because the skills part is also important.
Yes.
We also need to have the motivational fit, because how do you motivate seniors to continue working? Because they may have other priority and other needs. And now their needs may change. Some still needs money, but many, many other aspirations as well. Mm. And how do you meet these aspirations? So we are looking into how to have that, to have this match. So willing and able seniors matching with willing and able age-friendly companies. And that's where this conversation with TMF have come about.
It's an interesting situation I see with the world, and something that Singapore really needs to break out of, because traditionally we have that mindset that I go after your education. Now, if we're going to talk about seniors or mature workers, they may not necessarily have that education that companies are looking for, but they definitely have the drive to learn something new. Has this been a problem? Because their experience sometimes counts for way more than education.
This is one of the biggest challenges that we face. Companies look at the resume, look at the performance, and just look at the years of experience.
We're taught that way, right?
Yeah, yeah. And if we continue to do that, then with the world changing, we have higher proportions of older workers in the workforce. You cannot look at performance in that sense. You need to look at the work ability of a person. Okay. So it's not just performance, the work ability to do the job and see whether that is able to. So you actually look at the work and then look at the person and see what kind of ability that can fit the job, rather than the other way around, that we are trying to get person to fit the job, you know. So now look at the jobs available and see how the senior strength can fit into the job. So it's called job redesign. And we need to look at job redesign. It's a very critical component in today's context, particularly with a shrinking workforce, aging workforce.
True.
And we have low fertility rate now, and then we have raising employment age and re-employment age, and our aging populations. All this boils down to a shrinking workforce, aging workforce. Yeah. And the other thing that we really need to look into is intergeneration communication. The young and the old, how do you communicate, you know? How does the old now report to a young boss, you know? And how does a young boss manage the older workers? And these are serious conversations. So how do you build up the management competency to deal with age-related issues flexibly?
Oh, gosh.
And that is something whereby we need to really pay attention to. And I'm so glad that TMF started this initiative and actually see values in diversity and inclusiveness.
I tend to think that if I'm difficult to an older worker, my retribution is inevitable because I'm going to be older. But at TMF, how have you guys benefited? Share with us.
Actually, for us, you know, we benefited a lot with CFS really guiding us in the process itself. Because for us, you know, for example, we started with, they do conducting briefing, right, and workshops for our hiring managers, actually to guide them on, you know, how to sort of handle the mature workers. I think that is very important, because first of all, internally, we need to educate our staff, and our mindset needs to change on how to actually guide the mature workers itself. Yeah, so ultimately, what it benefits us is because we believe that we would have a stable workforce, right, and we always need to strike the balance in our workforce. We have the youngs, you know, who will be more creative, perhaps, right, but we also need the mature workers who usually stay longer with the job with us, right, and they are quite contented usually, right, to be doing the same thing. And of course, for us, like what Xiao Ho mentioned about job redesign, right, we actually spend some time looking, you know, in each department, how do we redesign the job that is suitable for the mature workers itself.
It's a bit of a potential for an induction program. How do you work with mature workers, and for the mature ones coming back into the workforce, how do you work with the youth of today or the younger people today? Any chance you could share some numbers, like, you know, how many mature workers have been matched to the role so far?
This is currently a pilot project that we starts on, right, just for a few months, right? Currently, we have 3 mature workers already on board on the program working with us.
That's not bad.
Yeah, and of course, we are trying to get the 4th one on board as well.
Is there an ultimate goal, like you're looking
the end ultimate of the year? We have not really set a target for the ultimate goal. It really depends on, you know, the demands for recruitment itself. And of course, we are always open to, you know, more collaboration with the CFS to hire more mature workers in the years to come.
We have this talk about a potential recession. You know, maybe Singapore or maybe the world is going to go into a recession. With the economic slowdown, has this been affecting the chances of mature adults getting jobs, or is it an opportunity?
Actually, if you look at Singapore context, we in certain sectors, there's always a need for workers. It is how do we look at workers and how do you view mature workers in this place? If you view them based on performance alone, then we have to reassess the way we look at hiring. Mm-hmm. The way to go is to look at age-related issues and have age management programs in the workplace. Okay. To have a culture whereby inclusiveness and diversity make a difference, and that's where mature workers and younger workers are able to contribute equally, fairly, and they're treated fairly. And therefore, whether in good time or in bad time, you still need good workers.
Yeah.
So therefore, mature workers that are willing and able, have the right attitude, have the right kind of skill sets, should be able to get a job, whether it's recessions or no recessions.
Okay.
But where the company is prepared to take them on, it is more challenging. We actually have a big pool. We are building a pool of quality workforce and an alternative workforce for Singapore. Companies need to also be open to look at this pool of workers.
Mm.
What I hope for is more companies at TMF coming on board to actually identify clusters of jobs in the sector and then explain or demonstrate, you know, okay, how these jobs can be redesigned for the sector to follow, just as TMF is doing for the corporate service sector. And we need more such examples to then don't look at recessions differently. Look at how can we work together and utilize this pool of talented workers.
So for right now, the sector that benefits is corporate resources. Particular roles, any chance you could share with us?
It's more of compliance role, for example, internal compliance as well.
You need a patient person to go through that.
Yes, you need someone with patience and a lot of details to go through.
Yeah.
Right, and of course, even for payroll processing, you know, and things like that. Yeah, because even in our existing workforce itself, right, we do have actually more mature workers who actually stays with us and actually do a very good job. And some of them actually throughout the years of staying with us actually get promoted.
Okay.
Right. So, it's not, you know, we should not have the thought that, you know, all mature workers are just looking for a 9-to-5 job, you know, and they are not looking for a career advancement. Some are still actually very positive and really looking towards, you know, contributing much more to the company.
And I want to chip in, it's not just only rank and file jobs. It is, like you say, it's professional level jobs. Yeah. And there are basically a lot of opportunities and a lot of ways we can job redesign to actually better fit or better match our workforce.
You know, the thing about us Singaporeans is sometimes we tend to take cue from the government. They make a statement and then we follow suit. Like, you know, right now, a lot of talk about climate change thanks to our Prime Minister, and suddenly, okay, we have to do this. Do you think there's anything more that the government can do to encourage the hiring of mature workers? Any opinions, ladies? I know you both have something to say.
Yeah, I think I was actually sharing with Xiaho early this morning about me reading some articles right recently, because there's a lot of discussion on this topic. And some of the articles actually mention about, you know, companies actually reducing the pay of, you know, their existing staff because they reach a certain retirement age and all.
Right.
Right. But I think this is actually quite sad to hear, right, from the employer point of view. I believe that, you know, if you see the value of the worker working with you, it's actually the role, the job itself, is not so much off because of the person's age.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I think it's perhaps a mindset change needs to be done.
Okay.
And of course, Centre for Seniors is actually really actively promoting this, right, by conducting a lot of workshops for employer like us. Mm. So we actually benefited.
We're going to change the mindset right from the time, you know, people graduate and get into the workforce, so that the youth of today or the younger people today, when they mature and become in hiring positions, they will have this, we should give everyone a chance, so to speak.
So it's a culture.
Yeah.
You got to have to develop that culture, organizational culture, you know, and that takes time.
Yeah.
And if our grants are all geared towards KPIs, just immediate numbers, short-term gains, then we were never able to see this happening. So what we need to do is to, there are a lot of grants out there. Government are very supportive and they are trying ways and means. But what we really need to is to have three parties coming together and then sit down and look at how we can use these grants to do two or three things. One, really have a center. We have a design center for designs. Can we have a job redesign centers for jobs? You know?
Fair enough.
Really?
Yeah.
And then because competency in this area is far and afield. It's not too many people have these competencies. And if government can invest in a centre with competent people able to look at these job redesigns, look at modifying job processes in the sector, you know, sector by sector, identify some of the roles and then sector by sector, and then share this. And that would be something very wonderful. And the other thing is to make all these grants not geared towards short-term KPIs, but longer-term building culture and define culture together with the mature worker and the employers.
Change your culture or you'll be left behind. Kim Ling Xiao, Managing Director of DMF Singapore, and Lim Xiao Ho, Executive Director for Centre for Seniors Singapore, in the studio with me. Thank you very much for your time, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.